This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Tomorrow will be one for the history books, not just here in Michigan, but across the nation. Tuesday morning is when federal bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes will rule whether or not Detroit is eligible for bankruptcy protection. So let's look at what might happen tomorrow morning as we're joined by someone who covered the bankruptcy trial, Detroit News reporter Chad Livengood. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So let us start, if we can, with what all the experts tell us to expect. What happens if Judge Rhodes rules that Detroit is indeed eligible for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection? Then what?
Well, what happens is the emergency manager in Detroit, Kevin Orr, is empowered even more further than he is now to really restructure and reshape what City Hall and city government of Detroit looks like. And that that power could extend to the ability to try to cut pensions. It could extend to the ability to sell art, sell other assets, to pay debts. And it essentially gives him this ability to put together a plan of adjustment, is what it's called, a debt-cutting plan that reorganizes the city of Detroit, tries to pare down at least $10 to $11 billion of an $18 billion deficit and present it to creditors where there will be a vote to whether to accept it. Although it's kind of an interesting form of democracy, bankruptcy court. If you can get some impaired creditors to go along, people who are taking a haircut, to accept your deal, you can use them to what they call cram down the deal on everybody else. So it's a huge deal to get eligibility in bankruptcy. This will make Detroit firmly the largest city ever to be granted bankruptcy protection from its creditors.
So it certainly seems that the impact would be really felt by the stakeholders, the creditors, the employee unions, the city pensioners. Would it feel any different on the street for citizens?
Probably not, but that's part of what they're trying to work towards in bankruptcy is essentially freeing up more money for improving services, for fixing the lights, for fixing the 56 or lowering the 56 minute response time for police for non-emergency calls. That kind of improvement, we've all seen the stories of the fire tanks that leak water, but the city is trying to use bankruptcy to pare down on these pensions and health care and legacy costs, and also all this general debt the city has racked up, because the city essentially has been masking over deficits year by year by just borrowing more money. And so that's some of the debt that the city is trying to shed here in bankruptcy.
So all that string and scotch tape, as they tried to mask it over, has fallen off. But there is a chance Detroit could be ruled ineligible for Chapter 9. Then what?
Well, then most experts say it'll be literally financial and legal chaos in the city. There is a number of lawsuits that were filed just before the bankruptcy in Ingham County Court, trying to stop the filing by getting a judge to rule that the filing in itself would violate the constitutional protection of pensions. And so those lawsuits would get revised, because in bankruptcy, all lawsuits are essentially frozen. So if the judge kicks him out of bankruptcy, there will be an immediate thaw of that of those frozen lawsuits and other law. There's 500 some odd cases that were pending against the city. There will all be other claims to try to collect debts by other creditors, because essentially the city has defaulted. It did default in on its pension payments, debt payments, back in June. Hasn't made a lot of other bills and pay. The city's been hoarding cash while it's been in this timeout period, you might say, since they filed for bankruptcy on July 18th. So if the city is not granted eligibility, there could be an untold number of legal problems for the city, and they'll have to go back to the drawing board. And they've been pretty frank that they don't really have a plan B.
So they don't have a plan B, but all right, if the judge kicked it back and said, no, it's not eligible, would Kevin Orr be able to file for bankruptcy again, or does that take that possibility off the table?
He would be if there's not some state lawsuit that stops the governor from authorizing a bankruptcy filing, because under our emergency manager law, you have to have the governor's approval. And if there was some type of an injunction against the governor, that could possibly cause harm to it. And the judge has been pushing all sides all along this whole case since they filed in July to try to mediate. And there's a lot of these been numerous closed door mediation sessions that the public is not privy to, that have been going on. They're still going on. They're scheduled into next month. And really, if this, all signs have pointed that the judge is probably going to find this city eligible, but he has also shown signs that he has been a little perturbed by the way Kevin Orr and the city's legal team kind of went about this. And clearly, just based on the lawsuits that were being filed back in July, the city essentially ran to bankruptcy court to try to escape those legal injunctions of state judges.
Because if I recall, literally minutes before that Ingham County judge was going to issue a restraining order blocking the governor from authorizing the filing, the city went ahead and did it. It was really down to minutes, wasn't it?
That's right. I was actually in Ingham County Court in Judge Rosemary Aquilina's courtroom, and we were sitting around waiting for the judge to come out. And what the real backstory was, they were waiting for the attorney general's representative to show up in court, and he kind of moseyed in a few minutes after four, and as he was apparently going through security, the city was filing for bankruptcy in federal court in Detroit. So
it was
literally a 5 minute interval, because that judge came out and said that she was prepared to issue the injunction and block the filing. So some of that will go back into play if this doesn't happen, and it's really hard. It'll be less orderly, to say the least, than how things have been progressing in the city of Detroit since then. And like I said, most people expect the judge to rule on this. And a lot of people, the one thing to watch for is whether he takes up the issue of pensions, about whether he rules that the pensions cannot be impaired in the debt-cutting process. Some people think he may not rule on that, because the city and the state argued throughout the trial that just being eligible for bankruptcy doesn't necessarily cut a pension. We have to present a plan that says we do want to cut the pensions. But there's a lot of things that are going to take place here in the next month, because Kevin Orr wants to file this plan by the end of the month, this debt cutting plan. So there, some people have said to me, if you want to get a deal, now is the time to get in line.
So Chad, based on what you saw and what you heard as you covered the bankruptcy trial, what do you expect to happen tomorrow morning?
I would expect that the judge would rule in favor of the city and granted eligibility and not touch the pension issue at this point. I also would expect that this judge, while he has been sympathetic to the city of Detroit and the plight of Detroiters in general, the fact that they just don't have functioning government and municipality, he also may continue to really kind of chide the emergency manager and the city's legal team for their sort of rushed and sometimes sloppy approach to this. There's one argument about whether good faith negotiations were made, and then there's a way to essentially say, well, it was impractical, and it does seem the judge might cite on the argument that it was impractical to negotiate with 100,000 people.
Looking ahead to tomorrow's historic ruling from federal bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes, we've been speaking with Chad Livengood, reporter with the Detroit News. Always a pleasure, Chad. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.